Today's scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 10 through 17. On their return, the apostles told Jesus all they had done. He took them with him and withdrew privately to a city called Bethsaida. When the crowds found out about it, they followed him, and he welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed to be cured. The day was drawing to a close, and the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away so that they may go into the surrounding villages and the countryside to lodge and get provisions, for we are here in a deserted place." But he said to them, "You give them something to eat." They said, "We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we are to go and buy food for all these people." For there were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, "Make them sit down in groups of 50 each." They did so and made them all sit down. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke them and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. And all ate and were filled. What was left over was gathered up, 12 baskets of broken pieces. Thus ends the reading.
For having me here today. That story of the loaves and the fishes appears in all 4 Gospels, and it's one of the core stories of Christianity, I think. And it's a very interesting miracle, because it's a miracle not of just Jesus Christ, but of the community of people that he was with. That the loaves and fishes didn't come down from heaven, but were amongst the community of people there, and that they shared. And that miracle of the loaves and the fishes is really a story of our time. Because like those 5,000 people on a hilltop, they were a community isolated, away from their food sources, away from their community where they normally would be living, and they had to come together to survive. And that is, that coming together to survive is in fact where we are right now, because the world as we know it, our food supply as we know it, our energy supplies as we know it, many things that we take for granted are now, we can't take for granted. The current global food system, we get apples from China, even though in Michigan we grow lots of apples, is built on 3 things: cheap oil, abundant water, and stable climate. And all 3 of those things are in question right now. Certainly oil is no longer cheap. It will never be cheap again in the way we've known it as we all grew up. So what do we do about that? What do we do that we're sitting here in this hilltop and we have to feed ourselves? And first thing to say is there is the change that we are facing is not a small change. And a visionary named of Bill McDonough puts it this way. He's an architect and a designer and a sustainability advocate. He says that if you want to go to Canada, but you're driving towards Mexico at 100 miles an hour, slowing down to 30 doesn't really help. You're still going the wrong direction. And many of the things that we are now doing, sort of in anticipation of what might be coming in our world, are the equivalent of slowing down to 30. We're becoming less bad instead of figuring out what it means to be good. And that is the challenge that we face at this moment, is what do we do to turn around and go the right direction? And there's 3 things I'd just like to suggest that are first steps. The first one is that we are the ones we've been waiting for. that the skills and the passion and the work and the heart and the love that we need to survive together are amongst us right now. And what we have to do is seek out those skills, listen to the people that we are with in our community to see what they can contribute. For instance, Harold could help drive us someplace, right? But, you know, I think that, you know, that is, and it's such a wonderful place to begin, because all of us have stories we've never told to each other about what we do and what we can do and what our passions are. And we have secret things that we can contribute that, taken together, make us an abundant and competent community to make this change. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, we've got to really think about ourselves differently. And we've got to stop thinking ourselves as consumers and start thinking ourselves as citizens, particularly when it comes to food. Now, a food consumer goes to a store and buys and price shops and does all the things we do. A food citizen takes responsibility for where their food comes from in some way. Some of that may mean growing some of your own food and canning. It may mean knowing a farmer that is going to supply you and helping them when they need help at a time of harvest. It may mean a whole variety of things. It may mean that somebody who's can't get out and shop, and that we make sure that they're fed, and because that's part of taking care of our community. So we have to become food citizens. And a citizen has two basic aspects. First, they have the power to act. And the second, they have a power to act together with other citizens to become a community, an empowered community of active people. That's what a congregation is, in some measure. So the third thing is something we don't talk about much, and it's hard to talk about. It is that in order to turn around and go the right direction, we're going to have to give up our sense of entitlement. All of us feel, in one way or another, and myself particularly, feel entitled because we've done good work. We're good people. You know, we're trying. We're doing what it is. We feel entitled to something. You know, whether it is just acknowledgement, or, you know, getting paid for doing the good stuff we want to do, that we do, or some kind of government tax break, whatever it is, we feel entitled. And that is not the answer to the question we are being asked. The only entitlement that I believe that we have is the fundamental entitlement that we have as Christians, which is to care for our neighbors as ourselves. That's what we are entitled to do. That is our entitlement. And that, if we do that, if we actually take that seriously, and it's not about me, but about we, then we really have a future, and our children have a future, an abundant future, a future of community, of caring, of belonging, of having a quality of life that isn't just based on flat screen TVs, but it's really based on the quality of relationships that we have with each other. That giving up that sense of entitlement that we all feel in some way or another, and committing ourselves to our neighbors, that is the miracle of the loaves and the fishes. That's what happened there. People shared what they had, and they were fed. And so I'm very hopeful at this time, because I think we sort of are at the end of an era, and we're at the beginning of a new time, in which if we seize this moment and actually act on the golden rule, that we will be abundant and successful together.